Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited about this week because we are coming into the brand new Hebrew calendar year of Nisan. It will begin on Saturday, March 29th at sundown and go all through Sunday, March 30th. We are stepping into a new season. As I've been saying for the last few weeks, you can find this in your word in Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, where God speaks to Moses and to Aaron, and he says, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." And so why did God speak to Moses and Aaron about changing the calendar, about changing the time? Because they had been in bondage for over 400 years in Egypt, and God was bringing them out of bondage, and he was properly positioning them for the promised land. And God wanted to make sure that there was a brand new calendar, that there was a brand new spiritual marker, so that they wouldn't be able to look back and to have anything that had to do with that way of life, that bondage. But they were now going to step into freedom and liberty and victory. So this is a very important time because we come into the month of Nisan. There's a lot of things that are happening in Nisan. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I want to let you know, if you don't already have a copy of my book, now's the time to get it so you can begin to start the prophetic revelations. 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. It starts now. The month of Nisan is the first month of the religious calendar. And so you will find that at the beginning of the book. See, right now we are at the end of the book. And so you want to get this as soon as possible. Please order it from my website at CandiceSmitheman.com if you are in the United States. If you are outside the United States, you can get it through Amazon or any major Christian bookseller in your nation. This is found just about anywhere. So this is a great resource. And there's a lot of things that we share in here about when's the right season to sow, what happens in the year 6000, what's the revelation of the ages, and of course, the month of Nisan, the brand new month, which starts the beginning of the first year, the beginning of the brand new year. And so this is where we are, and you can travel through with us from Nisan 1 all the way to the end, and then for the rest of the 11 months. Grab a hold of that today. Also, we have audio files on our website that will help properly position you for learning about these various months and the various feasts. Because this month of Nisan, we are coming into the month of the Feast of Passover, which is going to begin on the 14th of Nisan. Let me help you out here. When is the 14th of Nisan? The 14th of Nisan starts April 12th, okay? So I'm giving you a timeline. Now, we know from the Word of God that God spoke to Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse 3, and he says, "Listen, on the 10th day of this month, you shall take a lamb according to the house of your fathers, a lamb for your house." That day, the 10th of Nisan is April 8th. So on April 8th, they would have taken, this year of 2025, they would have taken the lamb. They would have found a lamb. And then on the 12th at midnight, April 12th, which is Nisan 14, they would have killed that lamb. That would have been the night that Jesus died. I know on the Gregorian calendar, there's a Good Friday and there's a Sunday, but technically there's really no Friday and Sunday. There's only a Nisan 14, 15, 16, and 17. The 17th day of Nisan is April 15th. For Americans, that's our tax day. That's the day that this year, in this Gregorian calendar year 2025, or the Hebrew year of 5785, Jesus would have resurrected. Jesus did not resurrect on April 20th. April 20th is the Gregorian calendar day of celebration all around the world for Christians to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. But again, the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar are off. One is a lunar calendar, the Hebrew calendar. The other one is a solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar. And the solar calendar always sets Easter 1 week after the spring equinox. So this means that it's always going to be off. It's a rare that it would even hit on the right days. But again, it's rare that it would be hitting a Resurrection Sunday actually be the day that Jesus resurrected from the dead. That would be called also the Day of First Fruits. And so Passover this year is going to be starting here at the beginning or the middle of Nisan. That would be Saturday, April 12th. When Passover starts, that would have been the night, according to Exodus chapter 12, that on the 14th day, they would end up taking that lamb and they would kill that lamb and they would then put the blood of that lamb on the doorpost. And then what happens? The angel of death comes and passes over anyone. The angel of death is the last plague that God brought as a judgment against the gods of Egypt, and God wanted to protect his people. So he said, put the blood on the doorpost from this lamb that you're going to kill. That's going to be April 14th at sundown. That would be the night that Jesus, the Passover lamb, our Passover lamb, died. Okay, so I'm giving you some correct dates here. Okay, and then he would have resurrected on the April 15th, which is Nisan 17. Now listen, if this is getting confusing for you, it's not confusing if you get a copy of the book. The book will not make it confusing, okay? You want to grab a copy of this book because then I'll walk you through each one of those days in Passover. I'll tell you its significance and I will give you scriptures for it and I will give you prophetic revelations for it. So it's very, very easy. Now, let me tell you prophetically what God is doing here. So we know all this is happening in Nisan. It's a time of cleansing and purification. It's also a time of praying, fasting, and giving from Matthew chapter 6. A threefold cord cannot be broken. It's a time where we remember that we have been promoted in the month of Adar, because remember the Feast of Purim, which is the one where Esther came before the king and actually activated her promotion by asking for the king to annihilate Haman, who, well, actually the king decided to annihilate Haman after he heard that Haman had an evil plot against the Jews. And Esther came to the table and she stood up and she risked her very own life for that hour so that her people could be saved. Now, Adar, the beginning of Adar, okay, ends up being a promotion time. Okay, then we have a few weeks. So what I've been prophesying as you've watched the last couple of weeks is that there's a lot of suddenlies that have been happening. God has been suddenly shifting you in a variety of ways. You've been shifted in contracts, in houses, in work, in relationships, in finances. There's been lots of shifting that's been going on, radical. God's closing down things and he's starting new things. Why is he doing that here at the end of Adar before we step into the brand new month of Nisan? It's because he is properly positioning you for what is getting ready to take place. And that is, there's going to be an acceleration of the mantles that God has given you. Okay, so you're watching this video here on Tuesday, April 1st, okay, is when you're watching this video. So we've passed through the first month of Nisan. Now we are into the third day of Nisan, and we only have a few more days left before the 8th, which will be next Tuesday. I'll have another video for you then, where we start this process of Passover. We get the lamb, and then Passover happens. But here's the prophetic word that I need you to keep in mind for the next 3 weeks, okay, until we get completely through Passover, okay, which is going to be April 20th. We would have completely passed through the Feast of Passover. First off, should be going through this cleansing process because you've been promoted. There's been these shifts. Things have taken place. Now we stepped into the new year on Saturday, March 29th at sundown. And now we are getting ready to be prepared for tests. All right. And some of you are already experiencing these tests. See, the test of the Lord comes now. All right. And maybe you've been experiencing this the last week or so. Okay, so what are these tests? Well, listen, a master teacher, our Father God, who loves us so much, and we are his sons and daughters, he will test us to see how much we've learned. So one of the tests for the whole year of the religious calendar, because remember, the 12th month just happened. Now you're into the first month again of the religious calendar. There's two calendars, a religious and a civil. You can learn about that when you get my book, okay? It's another story for another time. But this is a time where the Lord is saying, I know you're going through some tests and some challenges, and God is saying, in these challenges, I don't want you to turn back. Okay, this is the gist of it. God's saying, listen, don't turn back. Don't go back to Egypt. Okay, so if you've been feeling like, oh my gosh, I need to start to go forward here, but I'm nervous about going forward. I want to abandon this whole thing. I want to abandon this crisis that I'm in right now. I want to abandon this challenge. The prophetic word for you this week is do not go back, okay? And I'm going to take you to scripture to show you that, okay? And that is from the book of Exodus, okay? And in 14, this is a revelation of the victory of the Red Sea. Okay, so after Passover happens, then they begin their journey where Pharaoh's heart is hardened and he ends up chasing after the Israelites. And he hems them in between the desert and the sea. The only way out of that for them is to have deliverance from the Lord where the sea, the Red Sea, is split and they get to walk through. Okay. Now, during this difficult time, something happens to the Israelites, and this is the prophetic word. Okay. So God allows Pharaoh's heart to be hardened and to come after the Jews or the Israelites. Why? Because God wants to reveal how great he is. All right. So sometimes God will tell us to go and do certain things, and if we are feeling unsure or have doubt about that, instead of busting forward, okay, which is where we want to go, we end up having so much fear that we go back and we use past tools, past tactics, and past strategies, okay, in order to help cover us during that time. And the Israelites were trying to do that too, because it says in Exodus 14 that the children of Israel became afraid when they saw the chariots coming after them. And they said to Moses, this is in verse 11, because there were no graves in Egypt, you have taken us, Moses, to die in the wilderness. You have, wherefore, you have dealt with us to carry us out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt, saying, leave us alone, that we might serve the Egyptians? It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Whoa. Okay, so faith test is coming, all right? And God is going to allow this test because he's about to prove to you that you really have changed. See, over this past year, you really have changed. There really have been major things that have happened to you, and you've developed within your soul new plans and processes. There has been spiritual growth that you've endured where you don't really want to go back and pick up yesterday's tools and strategies to get by. You're looking to take what you've grown in and begin to advance in it. And this is the time to do that. See, God is allowing some friction to come. You may even be doubting about the new year and some of the things that God is asking you to do. Like, God's given you a vision, and he's told you what to do. But when you're coming up against some hard places, you're thinking to yourself, I can't do this for one reason or another, or I don't have enough of something. And so what you're doing is you're putting on the eyes of Egypt. You're saying, you know what, let me go back and serve Egypt again. Let me go back and just be in that place. But there's no graves there. Okay. In other words, God is allowing you to be in this place. Okay. The enemy may be pressing against you, but God is allowing it. Just like the enemy was pressing against the Israelites. God is allowing it because he wants you to make a choice. He wants you to make a choice to go from the strategy that he's given you to live in the heavenly realms, your seat of a Christ in heavenly places, live in these ascension realms and begin to make choices and decisions from that. What are some choices and decisions that, how do you know you're making the right ones? Will you be making the right ones when you would be going for peace and rest and joy, when you'd be holding your peace? Okay. See, we're called to hold our peace in certain areas. And so if you're wavering, go where the peace is. Go where the joy and the rest are. See, God is saying, I've changed you this past year. And we've established some things, and I want you to go in that direction. So do not retreat. Do not go back. You cannot go back to Egypt, but I want you to cross over into the promised land. And I know things are tough. This is God speaking to you right now. Okay. God's saying, I know it's tough. I know you're doubting, but I've changed you enough. You can do it. You can step into the new thing that I have for you. If you will just have the faith to believe that I have not abandoned you in this, but I'm actually revealing to you my greatness. And that when I pass you through this zone, you're going to come out being able to declare and decree that I gave you the victory and nobody else. Come on, somebody give me a high five in this place. God gave you the victory and nobody else. See, this is really an exciting time. Now, listen, I know it's tough. I'm being challenged too, okay? And we're going to go through this purification process, which is going to, you know, it's already started. But when you start to go through Passover, the 14th through the 20th, and you begin to pray and fast and give your Passover offerings in accordance with Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, you are positioning yourself for a faith increase. See, when we give ourselves over to the Lord during this time of Passover, we are strengthening ourselves in our spiritual disciplines. We're strengthening our soul, our mind, and our will, and our emotions to believe in God. Okay. See, you have a memory of how things used to work, but God's saying to you, it's not going to work like that anymore. I've grown you up too much. All right. I've taken you from glory to glory. I've taken you from faith to faith. Don't go back again. Don't start trying to fix the situation like you used to fix it. Fix it based on the faith that you've had that we have cultivated together for your future. See, God has spoken things to you. He has an intimate relationship with you. Only you and him know what these challenges are. But here's the deal. God has not left you. He's not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you, but he is with you in the midst of it. He did not abandon nor forsaken the Israelites. As a matter of fact, he staged the whole thing so that Pharaoh's heart would be hardened so that he would not only bring the victory to the Israelites, but he would be lauded for the victory that he brought forth, that they would see the signs, miracles, and wonders. And then that would be their first indication of God's love for them. Come on, somebody needs to hear me out right now. See, you're going to know how much God loves you if you will not doubt during the next couple of weeks. Do not doubt, do not fear, and do not return to your old ways, but position yourself to go forward in the revelation, wisdom, and knowledge that he's given you. See, this is very, very important. God is going to bring you through this. But listen, there's no graves in Egypt. Come on. You cannot go back to Egypt. You have got to put your feet forward and head toward the promised land. Now, I'm telling you that some of these decisions are going to be about relationships. They're going to be about your security. They're going to be about money. They're going to be about provision, protection, acceptance. The enemy's going to use these things, okay? And he's going to use them in a way that seems unfair, okay? Or he's going to make you doubt God's love for you. But I'm here to tell you as a prophet of the Lord that God is going to come through for you, all right? If you will stand firm. Now listen, it's time to get in prayer. It's time to get into fasting. It's time to get into giving. It's time to position yourself because that time is here. How do I know that time is here? Because I know the Hebrew calendar. And I know that this is a time where God reveals in his word exactly what he's doing in our lives. The exodus from Egypt is practiced by the Jewish people and has been for generations. Why? So that they would remember the victory that they had when God defeated the gods of Egypt and he became their God, the one who loved them. It's the same for us. It's the same for Gentiles grafted into the plan, okay? We are all a part of the family, and we are moving toward that maturity. We are moving toward the fullness of who we are in Christ as a body. We are unified in that area. And so God is doing this all over the world, okay? So you don't have to be some great prophet of the Lord to be able to figure this out. You just have to know what God is speaking to you, and it matches scripture from the Hebrew calendar during this season. So this is how we know what God is doing. It's very exciting. So I just want to give you a high five, and I want to give you some encouragement. It's already here, and if you're not totally feeling it now, it's coming. It's time to sharpen your sword. It's time to get out the words that God has spoken to you. It's time to stand on what he said. It's time to stand on the promises of God, because he's leading you into these next dimensions, and he needs you to have the faith in his goodness that he's carrying you through this. He has not abandoned you. See, you're going to have the voice of the enemy going, oh, he's abandoned you. Forget it. If you go this way, you will surely die. Come on, does somebody had not heard that before? Genesis chapter 3. If you will not surely die, Eve, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said the same thing to the Israelites when it came to the fight between good and evil, when God was taking them with outstretched arms and judgments. That's in Exodus chapter 6, straight out of Egypt. Okay, so your homework is go ahead and read Exodus 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Come on, get in that for your proper readings here over Passover so you can grab a hold of God's heart for you, for your family, for your church, for your workplace, for your ministry. Get in it, because God is revealing some really intense things about who he is and the plans and purposes and the destiny that he has for you. So it's a good time. It's a good season. God is moving forward, and he needs you to trust him. Remember, he's not the God of Egypt. He's the God of the promised land. He's the more than enough God, and he's come to present you with a more than enough. Now, literally on Nisan 18, you're going to read in this book the exact scripture that I gave you, or roughly around that exact scripture that I gave you, talking about how the Israelites, it's actually the day, I'm going to read it to you from the book right here. Nisan 18 is actually the day that Pharaoh decided to go after the Israelites with his army. Because remember, Passover just happened, okay? And then we find that the enemy comes. The Lord hardens the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, so that he pursues the Israelites who are marching out boldly. And then I give you a prophetic word that goes in alignment with that. So that's actually the day that it would have happened in Exodus 14. So we want to fine-tune ourselves to get in line with God's calendar. And his calendar is the Hebrew calendar. It's not the Gregorian calendar. I realize the whole world's on the Gregorian calendar, but that was established by Constantine. He was the emperor of the secular and government, or civil governments and the religious governments. Constantine had a lot of problems. He had a lot of issues. He was actually an anti-Semite, so he wanted to remove Christians from any affiliation that they would have with the Jews. That's wrong. That's completely wrong. We are called to love Israel. We are called to pray for Israel. And the Jewish people and their story is our story too. It's our story too, because we got grafted into the plan, okay? They are the people that God took through a process that we get to read in the Old Testament or in the Hebrew Bible, what they experienced. And if we know it and understand it, we can make proper application for our lives today, because God's word is never ending. And it's always revealing more rhema, more revelation, more wisdom. And so we need to know and understand God's calendar. And listen, if you're not sure about this, I got lots of teaching on it. All you got to do is go to my website, start downloading those MP3 files. Go and click on my shop and go to buy the Hebrew calendar book plus the MP3 files. Start listening to them. Take next 3 weeks and bury yourselves in understanding about the feast. The feast of the Lord of the Moedims of God. Feast of Passover is coming up. In Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17, it says, 3 times a year you should come before the Lord and bring him an offering. This is not your tithe. This is an offering. This is a special offering. The word says this will be for generations to come. Okay. And specifically in the book of Exodus, it says we will practice Passover for generations to come, and the bringing of offerings to the Lord. So this, we're not doing this in the Christian church. We need to be doing this, but we're not doing it because we didn't know to do it. Why do we not know to do it? Because the calendar was shifted. And because Gentile Christians don't practice the feast like they should. We'll show up for church on Easter and we'll do our Good Friday thing. Okay. That's it. Okay. We recognize, and Last Supper. Okay. We recognize Jesus Supper on a Thursday. Then Friday, we have our Good Friday. Then Saturday, we try and rest. And then Sunday is Easter. You know, we do the eggs with the kids and stuff like that. And we say, hallelujah, praise God. Jesus resurrected from the dead. That is none of the process that God put in his word. That's all added stuff. And so it's time for us to start to get back into alignment with who God is and what his plans and purposes are for his people. God is coming back for a people that knows and understands the feasts, okay? He's expecting that we would begin to get in alignment with that. And listen, if you want more knowledge and understanding, like I say, go online and you can read all about this, you know, on my website. You know, go to the shopping cart, get the book, get the MP3 files. It is time now. God is stirring in Gentile Christians to know about the Hebrew calendar. And so we want to get on board with what God is doing. So now listen, it's time to give your Passover offering. You can bless the Lord over the next 3 weeks. Give it to a ministry that pours into you. Give it to a ministry that is sowing seed into your life with the word of God. If you would like to give to Candace Smithman Ministries or Dream Mentors International, then do so. You can make a donation on our website. You can also go to, or Venmo or PayPal or whatever. There's a lot of different ways. But you can also bless your church. Go bless your church. Even if your pastor doesn't know what's going on, go and bring a Passover offering. Bring a special offering. Now, your church might take an Easter offering, okay? That's kind of equivalent to a Passover offering. It doesn't quite have the same understanding from the word of God, but it is during, you know, that time frame. So bless the Lord with the Passover offering. It's not your tithe. Go bless a ministry that you feel a call on your life, that this ministry is in alignment with who God has called you to be and the gifts God has given you. Sow into that. All right. And I want to encourage you and follow Matthew chapter 6. A praying, fasting, and giving, the threefold cord, it cannot be broken. All right, I'm going to say a prayer for you right now. I want you to have your eyes opened that you might see and recover your sight to what God is doing. Father, I praise you and I thank you for my friend right now that is watching. I ask you to speak to them, Lord, at night in dreams and visions, quicken them and wake them up that they might come into a perfect alignment with who you are in this season in Nisan. Let them stand, Father, that they might see the deliverance and salvation of the Lord. Let them rebuke every doubt and guilt and fear and shame from the enemy. Keep their eyes on you, Father, and see your love and goodness, and that you are the God of more than enough. And you will indeed bring them through this testing time, which proves that you indeed are the God of the promised land. And so, Father, we just praise you and we thank you now. I ask that my friends stand. I ask that they keep their eyes on you. And I ask, Father, that you show them that you are the master teacher and you never would have caused a test to come upon them, because the enemy's pushing no matter what, that you're going to cause this for the good. And this test is going to be a test that proves their faith in you as the victorious one. Come on, somebody give me a high five right now. God is doing great things. Now listen, share this with a friend. This is going to really bring somebody a lot of peace and joy when they hear what they're experiencing or what's getting ready to happen for them over the next couple of weeks and what this means for the resurrection time, what this means for Passover, Resurrection Day. This is a good video, and it's really going to educate some people. So pass it around, share it with some folks. Now listen, if you would like to join me for my next Ascend call, these calls are free. It will be on Wednesday, April 30th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. We gather together. I share a quick word from the Hebrew calendar. We talk about strategies in the ascension realms. There's lots of people on the call, but you do have time for questions. There is time for people to make comments, things of that sort. And so I'd love for you to come and to be a part of it. Again, it's free. All you got to do is just sign up with this little link below so we know to get you that Zoom link so you can come on and join us. We have people all over the world that come on at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. The other thing I'd like to invite you to is become a student of Dream Mentors. Learn all about soul transformation. Learn to combat the enemy. Get some strategies for living and being in the place of flying like an eagle and living in these realms of the ascension. And then learn how to pass that knowledge on to others. We have our Dream Mentors Biblical Life Coaching classes. That's going to help you not only be coached yourself so you can be authentic and be transformed, but it's also going to enable you to have the tools to go and help other people. It's excellent training. And then from there, you can go on to Transformational Life Coaching, which is our 2-in-1. You can take our Mantles of God class. And then we have a Kingdom Business class. It's going to help you get into alignment with what are Kingdom Business principles so you can take your coaching, your biblical life coaching or Christian life coaching to next levels. And you can come and be a part of our apostolic network. We love you. We bless you. You're highly favored. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. God is good, and I want to see you next week. Make sure you like my Facebook, my YouTube, share this with your friends, and have a really, really best brand new year, starting with the month of Nisan. All right, we'll see you next week. Be blessed.